The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. I can't cop this Zuckerberg, the Facebook chief executive, the 35-year-old smart aleck, who told a US Senate committee that he'd be open to... Is that Harley laughing? Open to industry regulation as long as it was the right regulation. Oh, so well, he decides all that. Harley.
He'll tell them what's right and wrong, too, of course.
Yeah.
You know, the other side of it is, you know, this is a guy who is in everybody's phone. Everybody's on it. I mean, Facebook has 1 billion people on it, that sort of thing. So, you know, he's got some trouble. I mean, he's got a couple of class action lawsuits, and at least they want him to become class actions. And he's, of course, got the situation in Washington. But,
I mean, the issue is about selling the data of those who use Facebook to advertisers. He's trying to deny that, I think.
Well, and the other thing is that's the reason it was set up. I mean, the truth is that he's in the business of collecting data and selling data. Otherwise, how does he make money? I don't have to pay for Facebook. I just log on. I mean, I just join. And so the reality is that. And the problem is that, look, Cambridge Analytica managed to get a hold of 87 million identities, and they used it to help Donald Trump. That's what has everybody all exercised. Because just a few months earlier, or a couple of years earlier, he made the entire Facebook database open to Barack Obama. And Obama, I mean, they bragged about the fact that they had access to the entire social media scene in America.
Yeah, that's right.
But he did that on purpose, so none of that.
And the public don't approve of all of that. There has to be a way forward, and it doesn't represent that total autonomy for Zuckerberg. Now, Donald Trump, what's going on there?
He's pretty upset about the FBI raid on the attorney's office. Federal agents raided the office of personal attorney Michael Cohen. They took a bunch of records on topics that included a payment made to a porn actress over a one-night stand with Trump 10 years ago. He's saying, wait a minute, attorney-client privilege is dead. We've got a number of you know, experts, legal experts, who are saying he's right about that. That this goes a lot farther than it should have gone. So we'll see what happens next. He could very well fire or seek to get rid of Mueller. We'll see what that happens.
Interesting stuff, isn't it? Of course, the other thing I said earlier today, you and I talked about it yesterday, Trump and the trade war with China. Well, he's won that battle as well. China have bended to the American will. He's got some big successes to tell, stories to tell. All right, Harley, see you tomorrow.